Today we're building a jungle-inspired ARP in Ableton Live 12, but with a twist. The arrangement is going to be driven by automation from the very beginning. So instead of making a loop first and figuring out movement later, we're going to treat the ARP like a living part of the song. Something that opens up, narrows down, throws delay, blooms with reverb, and reacts to the drums. This is a really powerful approach for drum and bass, because the genre lives on forward motion. You want motion, tension, release, little surprise moments, and clear changes across 8-bar, 16-bar, and 32-bar phrases. If the ARP stays the same for too long, the track starts to feel static. But if it's constantly evolving, even in small ways, it becomes part of the energy of the arrangement. So let's set the scene. Open a new set in Ableton Live 12 and switch to arrangement view right away. For this exercise, set the tempo somewhere in the classic jungle and DNB zone, around 172 to 174 BPM. Then sketch out the arrangement so you can think in sections from the start. A simple shape could be 8 bars for the intro, 16 bars for the first drop, 8 bars for a breakdown or transition, and then 16 bars for a second drop. That arrangement mindset matters. We're not just building a loop. We're building a phrase-based hook that changes character over time. Now create a MIDI track and load Waveitable. You could use Operator, Analog, or even Collision if you want something more metallic, but Waveitable is a great starting point because it's quick to shape and flexible enough for classic jungle-style motion. Start with a saw-based sound or a saw square blend, and layer in a second oscillator with a bit of detune. Keep the unison moderate, maybe 2 to 4 voices, so it feels wide without getting blurry. Use a low-pass filter and keep the amp envelope fairly snappy. Fast attack, medium short decay, decent sustain, and a release that doesn't smear the rhythm too much. Now write a short minor key phrase. D minor is a solid choice, but F minor or a minor can work too. Keep it rhythmic and slightly tense. For example, you might write a 1-bar idea built from notes like D, A, C, and E, then vary it across the next bars. The important thing is not to make every note equal. In jungle and DNB, uneven note lengths and small rhythmic shifts make the line feel alive. A nice trick here is to think in 1/16 notes as the bass, then allow occasional 1/8 jumps or slightly longer notes. Don't lock everything into a perfectly even grid unless that's the exact effect you want. A little imperfection is often what gives this style its character. Before the synth, drop Ableton's arpeggiator on the track. Set the rate to 1/16, keep the gate around 35-55%, and experiment with styles like up, converge, or random depending on how tight or chaotic you want the line to feel. Retrigger can help keep the phrase resets clean. Then, once the ARP is sounding good, you can manually offset a few notes if you want that slightly broken, jungle-flavored feel. Now comes the fun part, the device chain. A strong stock chain for this kind of ARP could be Arpeggiator, Waveitable, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Chorus Ensemble or Phaser Flanger, Echo, Reverb, and Utility. That's a very workable chain, because it gives you tone shaping, movement, width, delay, space, and output control all in one place. With EQ8, high-pass the ARP so it stays out of the sub and kick range. Somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is often enough, depending on the sound. If it gets muddy, clean out some low-mid buildup around 250 to 500 Hz. You want the ARP to feel present, not cloudy. Saturator is your friend here. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip enabled, can help the ARP cut through the break and bass. You don't need to smash it. Just give it enough edge so it has attitude. Auto filter is going to be one of your main movement tools. Use it like a performance control. A low pass or band pass filter works well, and you can automate cutoff, resonance, and drive over the course of the arrangement. This is where the ARP starts becoming more than a loop. Chorus ensemble or phaser flanger can add some stereo shimmer, but keep it subtle. You want movement in the upper harmonics without washing out the transient. Echo can give you rhythmic tails and little throw moments, especially with 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/16 timings. Reverb should be controlled short to medium, with enough pre-delay to preserve the attack. And utility gives you width control and mono checking, which is really useful when you're building a wide ARP over a dense drum and bass rhythm section. Now here's the core idea of this lesson. Automation first. Instead of waiting until the end of the track to automate a few knobs, build the arrangement around automation from the start. Think of each section as having a clear job, and pick one main motion for each phrase. For the intro, bars 1 to 8, The goal is to tease the ARP rather than fully reveal it. Start with the sound filtered down and a bit restrained. Narrow the stereo image. Let the reverb sit a little higher so it feels distant. Maybe keep the delay present, but not too obvious. Over the course of those 8 bars, gradually open the cutoff so the sound becomes brighter and more exposed. That slow reveal gives you a proper build into the drop. A good coaching note here is to think in energy curves, not just clip length. If a section feels flat, the issue is often not the notes, it's the automation arc. Then, in the first drop from bars 9 to 24, let the ARP breathe more fully. Open the filter up, reduce the reverb a bit so it doesn't smear the drums, and use delay throws on phrase endings. A great jungle move is to automate the echo wet amount or feedback just at the end of every fourth bar, then pull it back immediately after. That creates little flashes of space without taking over the groove. This is also a great place to let the ARP answer the drums. If you've got a snare fill or a break hit it, use that moment to trigger a change in the ARP, maybe a delay throw, a resonance lift, or a small octave jump. When the melodic motion reacts to the drums, the whole arrangement feels more musical and less mechanical. For the breakdown or transition section, bars 25 to 32, start collapsing the energy, close the filter, increase the reverb, reduce the dry level a little, and maybe give the delay feedback one last push before cutting it back. You can even mute the ARP for a bar, or thin it down so the drums and bass can carry the tension on their own. That kind of emptiness is powerful in jungle. The contrast makes the return feel massive. Then comes the second drop, bars 33 to 48, and this should feel like a development, not copy. Use a different automation shape than the first drop. Maybe the first drop opened up gradually, but this one starts more open and then gets more aggressive as it goes. Maybe the resonance gets a little higher, the stereo motion gets wider on selected phrases, or the saturation becomes a bit more intense. The point is to make the second drop feel like an escalation. A very useful workflow in Live 12 is to wrap the ARP in an instrument rack and map important parameters to macros. You could map filter cutoff, resonance, delay wet, reverb wet, width, and saturation drive. That way, instead of drawing automation on 6 separate devices, you're automating one musical idea at a time. This makes the arrangement cleaner and speeds up your workflow a lot. And in drum and bass, speed matters. You often want to make small changes every few bars, not giant moves every 32 bars. So think phrase by phrase. Every 4 bars, try changing at least one thing. A note, a filter position, a width move, a delay throw, an octave shift, or a rhythm density change. Those little changes keep the listener locked in. A few advanced variation ideas can take this further. You can displace a single note slightly off the grid to make the line feel less rigid. You can shadow one or two notes an octave higher in selected bars. You can swap one note in the harmony every phrase to change the emotional color. You can split the ARP into a low register call and a high register response. You can even create tiny micro dropouts, muting the line for a 1/16 or 1/8 at the end of a phrase so the return hits harder. Another strong move is automation inversion. If the first drop opens the filter over time, reverse that behavior later. Start open, then close down, then reopen for impact. That kind of contrast makes the arrangement feel intentional and alive. Mix-wise, keep the ARP from fighting the kick, snare, sub, and bass. High-pass it properly, cut mud if needed, and use subtle sidechain compression if the ARP needs to breathe with the drum bus. You want it to support the groove, not sit on top of it like a separate layer with no relationship to the rhythm section. And don't forget that the ARP itself can do transition work. You don't always need separate risers or whooshes. A fast cutoff open, a rising delay feedback move, a sudden resonance spike, or a filtered tail can all act like built-in transitions. In jungle and DNB, making the musical element perform the transition is often more exciting than adding a generic effect. Before you wrap up, do a full arrangement pass and ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the ARP have a clear role in each section? Does every 8-bar phrase evolve? Is the second drop more exciting than the first? Are the automation moves obvious enough to feel intentional? If not, simplify or exaggerate. In this style, subtle automation can sometimes disappear under the drums, so don't be afraid to make the moves a little bolder. For a final practice challenge, build a 16-bar jungle ARP arrangement using only stock Ableton devices. Use Waveditable, Arpeggiator, Autofilter, EQ8, Saturator, Echo, Reverb, and Utility. Write one minor ARP phrase, duplicate it, automate the cutoff from close to open across the first 8 bars, add delay throws on a couple of key bars, widen the sound in the drop, Mute or thin the ARP briefly before the last section, and add one variation note near the end. If you want to push it further, make a second version that's darker, more distorted, less reverbed, and more aggressive in the second half. So the big takeaway is this: don't just build a jungle ARP. Build a jungle ARP that evolves. Use automation to shape the story. Make the sound reveal itself in stages. Keep the low end clean. Keep the movement intentional. And let the ARP work with the drums and bass, not against them. That's how you turn a cool loop into a proper DNB arrangement element.